Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Houser steals second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Lump moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Seaburn scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Hauser scores. Del Greco moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Causey steals second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Smith moves to third. Sadowski moves to second. Two outs. Bob Farley pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Kemmerer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser bunts towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Del Greco moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sadowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis pinch runs for Nelly Fox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Al Smith now playing third base. Mike Hershberger now playing right. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sadowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Gary Peters. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-3 in the game. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Posada moves to second. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to third. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Posada scores. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Grimm now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-4 in the game. Cunningham bunts towards the mound. Grimm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.